All information given in this episode is for educational purposes and should not be tried prior to consulting a licensed physician and or certified state or accrediting bodies. We encourage all listeners to research, talk, and make all inquiries to all of the important professionals and governing bodies before acting on any information heard on the Daily Fit podcast. Any action taken by any listener is done by and under their own omission and action, whether conscious to the results, positive or not.
Tuned in to the Della Fit Podcast, 360 degrees of holistic fitness and health, all in one podcast.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 360 degrees of holistic fitness and health. It is my pleasure to invite you all here for part two of our interview with Kristen Bowen. Kristen shared her health journey with us and the trials and tribulations that she was struggling with dealing with her health. Again, this will be part two, and this is where Kristen will be talking more about just the twists and turns that she was facing dealing with her health crisis and how she was able to change her life subsequently, how she was able to find her path in life and help others help themselves when it comes to their health and their own mindfulness and perhaps their own paths in life. So hope you enjoy this interview, the continuation of our interview with Kristen Bowen. Embrace the overwhelming. Kristen, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing, the work that you're doing, because we've been talking about this journey, and I've enjoyed this immensely.
Oh, I've loved being with you. I knew I would from the first podcast. I was like, because when at first I thought, oh, if this is more a gym and, you know, drop the, you know, I'm not sure this will be a good fit for me. Let me listen to his podcast before we commit. And I was hooked the first three sentences.
You know, I laugh every time somebody says that, because we've had individuals say, I just wasn't certain.
Yeah.
I think they just think we're going to be talking about, all right, let's get it. Get that money, burn, pull, hurt yourself, scream. You know, and it's not.
Yeah.
There's a time and place for all of that. The work you're doing. Let's talk. Tell us about what you're doing, because you've got some products that you have, the transdermal magnesium, and you're working with women. Please tell us about this for everybody out there listening.
Okay, so my passion has the business. We've been doing it almost over 20 years, and it started itself. It started out as a way, it helped me make sense of the crazy and the loss that happened in my family. Because when I was able to take something that I had learned and share it with someone else, and then they took action on it and it helped them, it helped me feel that sense of loss. Because, you know, my last baby, I don't remember her walking, learning how to talk, none of that. Our family lost so much. And so then it was such a good feeling, and it was filling this broken place. And my husband came to me and he said, really, it was a powerful conversation. And he said, when you say yes to them, you say no to us. And we miss you.
Wow.
And I realized I'm not being conscious and I'm not creating. I'm just doing whatever feels good to me. Well, it feels good, so therefore I'm going to run toward it. Because if anyone out there is like me and it has that dark, cold depression, we want to feel good.
Right.
We want to feel good. We want it to be light and we want it to be easier. And so I felt good. And so I just kept running and people kept coming to me because they were having success and they'd, you know, they were looking for outside of the box solutions. And I discovered magnesium, and magnesium is the way I put my body back together. And it's time that we upgrade our magnesium. This oral synthetic produced in a lab magnesium is not where the benefits of a magnesium dominant body happens. You can't get there through oral pills. And so soaking in magnesium helps you walk away from a calcium dominant body, because a calcium dominant body is rigid and doesn't have flow. And if we don't have flow in our minerals, we're slowing down the flow in our relationships and our money and our health and our body. And so soaking in that magnesium became my passion, understanding how to get someone that was magnesium deficient to magnesium cell saturation, and taking notes and nuances and noticing all the things that happened became my passion. And then I realized, oh my gosh, when these women get feeling better, they're doing amazing things. And I don't want to just, because it got to the point where there was only so many hours that I could work with people. And I realized I don't want to work with just anybody. I want to work with a woman who has a passion to stand up and make the world a better place. Those are the women that I really find deep satisfaction in assisting them on their journey, supporting them to get that thyroid functional, to get those hormones balanced, to get that sleep restorative, to heal those patterns so that she can wake up. And instead of saying, oh, what am I going to do? I've just got to get through till 5 o'clock. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I can go to bed. If I can get her waking up thinking, oh, let's get this day started. I want to do this and this and this. Then she's in creation mode. And so that is outside of my family. That is my life's purpose, to help women turn their pain into their passion and helping to heal families, societies, communities, cities, towns. And it starts with a woman because her gift is so big. She feels better and immediately she wants her aunt, her uncle, her kids, her husband, her boyfriend, her best friends, their best friends. She wants to make a difference in their lives. It's our gift. Now that gift is big and it can kick us, because sometimes we do that out of balance and out of order. But if we step in and we determine those boundaries and we heal those patterns, as we heal our bodies, starting with that master mineral of magnesium that comes from the sea, that's not manufactured in a lab, that hasn't had water added to it, that can truly move our red blood cell numbers, so that when we go take a magnesium red blood cell test, it says 6.3, between that and 7. That's that first foundational layer. And then we just build that strong foundation, because so many of us are chasing symptoms and we have a bunch of supplements in our cupboards, but we don't feel better. In fact, in the United States, we spend more than any other country, and we did not make the top 10 list of healthiest countries. So we're spending more, but experiencing less health. And so I want to help them see their broken patterns. So sometimes I call them out with love, so much love. Did you see that broken pattern? And I'll ask them some questions so that they can discover that broken pattern. Because as they heal their patterns, their body can hold on to that magnesium. Because when they first start soaking, they just want to soak all the time. And it's like, no, this is bigger. I don't want you just soaking all the time. I want you out there living those dreams and those passions and those desires that you've maybe never vocalized to someone else, but Kristen, that you have.
Why? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just have to ask you this, and because I know everybody out there listening, they want to know too. Why magnesium?
Because magnesium is the master mineral, and it does not heal everything. I don't want to sound like a charlatan. Anyone who's out there right now listening and they're tired and they don't feel good, I don't want them to think, oh, I'm going to go soak in Kristen's magnesium and all's going to be healed. That's not what happens. Now, there are some pretty amazing things that will happen, but it's not a cure-all, but it is where everything started. Everything started when your magnesium dropped. If you have low vitamin D, you did not get that without having low magnesium. And so let's go back to where the problem started and start putting those bricks in place in order. Because when we try to chase hormone symptoms, but we haven't learned how to control our flow of magnesium, well, what a waste of time to try to chase hormone symptoms if you're not consciously in recognizing how powerful you are, that the way you talk, the way you breathe, the words you use will either hold on to your magnesium, or your magnesium will leave your body through your urine because you're a stressed out bombshell walking around. And so teaching them how powerful they are with that magnesium, and so that they're holding that magnesium no matter what happens. And my husband is the perfect example of that, as he went through double amputation and literally made powerful choices that kept his body powerful and holding on to that magnesium through that excruciating experience. And so recognizing that no matter what happens around us, we are in charge of the peace inside of us. And sure, tapping into that peace inside of us holds the minerals in your body. And the first step is that magnesium that starts everything else. Your mitochondria can't function without enough magnesium. Your thyroid can't convert hormones without enough magnesium. Your bones can't be strong without enough magnesium. And we cannot take enough oral magnesium to get there. You would have digestive issues galore. It's been powdered, it's been baked, it's been produced in a lab. We need magnesium that's a sea brain. Now, ultimately, we need it from our food. That's right, where generations past got it from. But we also need to stay current. It's crucial. Now, my beautiful grandchildren, when they're in their 20s, I don't know if magnesium will be the current issue that's happening. They will need to determine what is current right now. What is this generation, this time of the earth struggling with? And ours is magnesium, because we got sold a bill of goods with all that synthetic calcium. If you say to someone, what builds bones? They'll say calcium. Now, calcium is a part, it's crucial, but guess what? Without magnesium, you can't utilize your calcium.
You make me think back to those commercials when I was growing up, and I saw them all the time. It was like, drink milk, drink milk, drink milk. I just remember that Saturday morning cartoons, you know, what do you sit down with? Cereal and a bowl of milk.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, you're building bones. And then finding out a lot of as going forward, especially with me being vegan, is, you know, it's not exactly as we have been taught.
No, it's not.
You know, and I'm not, and again, I want to make sure I say this to understand, because, you know, people take things at times out of sorts.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that for an individual or individuals out there, milk is not good for them where it comes to building strong, healthy bones. I think that the overall of how we get there has been very well produced and mass marketed, keyword marketed.
Yeah.
I think that the way that the dairy industry at times, not all dairy farmers, but let's just say, I think that there's just a lot of what's a the best word would be, it's a lot of extra going on that doesn't necessarily need to be. And I think we have to, as individuals, find the best road to get the best that we can get. I love the fact of what you're talking about dealing with magnesium. How often do we have to, or should we, get a test for our magnesium?
Hello, digital family. My name is Thorn and I'm part of the DelaFit team. We certainly hope that you're enjoying the interview thus far, and we'll be getting right back to it in just a few. I just wanted to let you all know that you can go to our website, www.delafitpodcast.com, to learn more about us and our host, Sun Moon Bay. You should also follow us on social media for all the latest information on future guests, show topics, and all of 360 degrees of fitness and health tips and information. On Facebook and Twitter, we're at DelaFit Podcast, and on Instagram, we're at DE_LA_FitPodcast. Thank you and have a wonderfully fit and healthy day.
So is what I like to have people do, and is what I've found over the last 20 years that's the most efficient. I'm all about using the least amount of anything for maximum benefit. Like everything I do, how can I do that simpler and easier and with less energy so that I can focus more energy over here? And the easiest, simplest way is to do a 30-day challenge. And that's where you soak in magnesium every day. Now, we've been talking a lot about patterns, you and I. This right. is where the first pattern will show up. I don't have time. Okay. I can't soak in magnesium. I don't have time. And I like to do my husband calls it stacking of functions. So for example, many times when I'm on a podcast, I'm standing in a bowl of water that has my magnesium in it because my feet can pump that magnesium up through my body. And I can be on the, now it's not multitasking because right. we know multitasking doesn't work. It's stacking of functions. And right. me standing in a bowl of magnesium does not take away from the fact of me connecting with you right now on this podcast. And so that stacking of functions. And then perfectionism is another pattern that will kick in because they'll say, oh my gosh, I soaked 27 days, not 30. I've never done a 30-day challenge where I've soaked every day perfectly. So I invite people to come join me in the Underachiever Club. I get a lot more done. And we just want to hit 70% of those 30 days. So 70% that you're soaking for 20 minutes and then get your blood work done. And it's not the serum test because the serum test will only tell you when you are so deficient, you're about to die. Magnesium is so crucial for your body that your body will pull from your bones, your brain, your pancreas, your heart, and keep your blood at 1% saturation. And I don't want to know extremes. I want to thrive. And so I want to know what's around my red blood cells. And about 4 years ago, the testing, there's two places that you can get that tested, and they dropped the number. And I called and said, why is this number value lower now? And they said, nobody was hitting it. We had so many people discouraged, so we just dropped the number. I'm not willing to drop my standard because a bunch of people are sicker than they've ever been. And so even though the magnesium testing company will say that a lower number is acceptable, I stick to that original gold standard between 6.3 and 4 on the red blood cell test. So that's not your serum, because your body's going to do everything it can to keep your serum at 1%. That's around every blood cell. That's when your pancreas can start utilizing that magnesium to keep your glycogen and your blood sugars and insulin and all of those things normalized. That's when your heart, a lot of people, when they have heart issues, It's because they don't have enough magnesium. Your thyroid converting from that T4 to T3, your hormones, your DHEA. And so I want that between 6.3 and 7. And so after that 30-day challenge, you'll either be there or you won't. And if you're not, that's where I want to be there to support people. Because if you're not there, a pattern's going to come up. Frustration, anger. But if we'll be still and listen, that magnesium is going to shine the light on what's not working well in our body or what pattern is broken. And it might be that we're drinking soda, which strips magnesium. It might be that we have unresolved trauma and we are in a constant fight or flight. And so we are burning through magnesium because we have not resolved that trauma. It might be external rage or internal shame, which are the same thing, just a different pathway for that emotion to come out. It might be that fast food run that we're doing twice a day because the processed flours strip your magnesium. It might be that sugar binge you're doing every night because sugar takes more magnesium out of your body. And so that magnesium is actually going to shine the light on some patterns and some choices in your life of why it's not moving. And that's where I really love to step in and help. So for example, I had a woman that was soaking and she said, "Kristen, I'm really starting to feel the benefit finally. I'm hydrated. I wasn't feeling it because I was so dehydrated, but when we talked about water and now I'm hydrated, but my heels are just cracking." And I'm like, "Oh, that's easy. You're low on omega-3 fatty acids, so your omega-3-6 ratio is off. And the magnesium shining the light on that." And so we got her on some great choices for her that were rich in omega-3s, and that went away. So it's like magnesium's going to have this communication if you're open to learning it. And because I've had this beautiful journey now with thousands of people, as they've listened to that communication, it's increased my ability to understand what that magnesium is shining the light on. And so my passion steps in and helping people achieve cell saturation. And then after that, to continue building that strong foundation so they're not chasing symptoms, because that's a waste of energy. And when you waste your energy, you're leaking your potential.
Kristen, it's been an amazing interview. I love everything that you said, you know, and if we could talk, honestly, I feel like forever. We could really continue to talk forever about this. Where can people find you? I want to know where people can reach out to you and learn more about you.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you for that invitation for me to share that. So they can go to our website, livingthegoodlifenaturally.com. When I chose that business name, you didn't have website. So yes, I know it's very long. livingthegoodlifenaturally.com. I'm very active on Facebook and Instagram.
And this is the part of the show where I ask every guest three things you would like to share with the listeners out there. If there are three tips that you could give, we call this kind of like the lifeline,
right?
Part of it. So if we were going to drop somebody on a planet, or if, you know, they were found somewhere just on their own, these three tips would be the tips that they could use to get them through. What are your three tips?
I love it. My first one is journal. A pen and paper is so valuable and such a healing tool. And it does not have to look like this very fancy leather book and you're sitting in a chair curled up by a fire journaling. Grab a post-it note and a pen and write down one thing that you're grateful for. It changes the neurotransmitters and how they connect in your brain. Number two, keep it simple. If you're out there and you're feeling discouraged, I want you to look at your hydration, your vegetable intake, and your sleep. Because so many times when people come to me and they say, it's not working, I don't feel good, I'm doing everything, they've forgotten the basics. do what your grandma told you to do. Drink your water. Go to bed early. Eat your vegetables. Those are crucial, and chew them well. So go back to those simple things when you're overwhelmed and put those simple habits back into your routine, and you'll be amazed at just the power of chewing, what that does to improve your digestion. And then the third one is celebrate every single day. Find something that you have done. My husband and I, at the end of every day, we have a list of questions we ask each other. And one of those questions is, what did you do really well today that I can celebrate with you? And we our kids would die if they saw us. We're not known for our dance moves, but we feel like they're pretty spectacular when we do it in our bedroom. We turn on, for me, it's some Bon Jovi. We turn on some Bon Jovi and we dance and we celebrate, whether that was taking an imperfect step on a new prosthetic, whether that was connecting. Today, one of my celebration pieces will be connecting with you on this podcast, because it was everything I thought it would be as I listened to your podcast. And I'll take a moment and just realize powerful connections can be made in different ways, even when we're not in the same room physically next to each other. Because sometimes I can buy into that lie of I'm lonely, but today was a powerful connection for me. And I will celebrate that tonight, and I'll think about it, and I'll move my body, and I'll go to bed lighter thinking of the connection that you and I had.
Kristen Bowman, everyone, thank you so much, Kristen, for coming and sharing your story. And this has been, man, it's just been awesome. Sometimes I struggle trying to find the right words, because I don't know if you could tell. Now, for everybody out there listening, Kristen can see me because we're using a specific software. I can't see her, but whenever I'm sitting and having a conversation with any guest, you know, sometimes they'll hit on things and it makes me smile. And there you are.
Guess, you know how I told you I was having issues with my webcam?
Yeah.
My kids put on a little cover for me.
Okay.
That you slide. And when you said that, I looked up and realized, open your webcam, woman. So I opened it. So it's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you as well. And this has been just an amazing show. And I'm so grateful to have had you here to speak on this. I would love to have you back.
I would love to. What a privilege to come back. I would absolutely love that.
That would be ecstatic. I would be ecstatic. Not they would be ecstatic, but I know everybody will be ecstatic to have you back. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for the work, the effort, the love, the heart, the authenticity that you put into your show. It shines through. And I thank you for that.
I hope you all enjoyed that interview with Kristen. Truly a amazing person and such a genuine hearted person. Kristen, you took us through your journey, your health journey, through everything, the ups and downs, how it affected you, your family, and into the fact of just how the journey changed her life and her purpose, as well as how she is able to balance and maintain that. I think that was a phenomenal interview. And I thank you so much, Kristen, for coming here and sharing that positive energy with all of us. To all of you out there, thank you so much for stopping by and spending this time with us here at the De La Fit Podcast. We will be posting more interviews up as we move along. We will now be posting them up on Mondays and as well as Fridays. So Mondays, you will be getting the chance to listen to past episodes or episodes that we have not been able to air yet due to our hiatus. And on Fridays, you will hear our newer episodes. So please stay tuned for that as we continue and as we move forward. So many changes have taken place and so many good positive things has taken place. We want to keep you up to date on those things as we go week to week. But thank you again for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this interview. For all of you out there, for all of us here, please continue to be happy, be healthy, and be safe. Peace.
You've been listening to the Della Fit Podcast. Ta-ta for now.